Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you wonderful radio listeners out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 with your awesome hosts, also, you know, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. Get real. Anyway, and you're with your wonderful hosts, Jennifer DeVoe and the other Dave Navarro.
That be me. How you doing, Jenny?
Good. How are you?
Another beautiful, frickin' hot day.
Oh, well, you know.
It is summer, though. Summer
is
here.
It's Los Angeles.
It's L.A., but it's hella, like I keep on saying, so.
Hella.
Hella.
Well, welcome to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on a Wednesday. June 21st. Holy crap, we're already at the end of June.
God, can you believe how freaking time has flown by?
I know.
How we haven't killed each other yet?
I've been here for 5 years. I haven't killed you by now.
That's a damn good point.
You're okay with me.
How was your weekend?
It was just wonderful.
Really?
Yes.
Very uneventful or eventful?
Oh, it's always eventful. And yeah, so this last whole week has been really crazy.
Yeah.
So we went to, we saw Dirty Machine last week.
Oh, yeah, that was a
fun
concert.
On Wednesday night at the Viper Room. That was freaking incredible. Had a great time. Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank all of you, Nightmare and David and
Davo.
All the guys. All
Dirty
guys.
Davo.
Dirty Davo. And just everybody, it was a great show.
What I really enjoyed is how they played paid homage to Limp Bizkit.
Dude, that was a great song.
That was, and
that
they did
awesome.
It so well too. Like,
yes,
I was just like, that's
one of my
awesome.
Favorite song. One of my favorite songs by Limp Bizkit. So I was like, yes, when he started singing, you know, like a chainsaw, ass wrong. I mean, that
yeah, they really draw a huge crowd.
He said bullshit. Yeah. I just love it. That was great. They did an awesome job. Dead, the band that opened up the whole thing, D.E.D. They were great. They came on. They started the whole thing.
I showed up after they got on. You told me there was a mosh pit?
Dude, no, a mosh pit hit. Didn't hit for them, really. Not as much. It was more so the, you know, Dirty Machine.
Dirty Machine, but, yeah. I saw that. I was there for that one. That was crazy.
They got kind of, yeah, I got a little bit much.
I was off on
Dead.
The side and
Dead was really good. They come out, and I love their out, you know, this way they dress on stage. It's really great. And then they come out with contacts that look milk white. They go over their eyes like they're dead.
Oh, wow.
Thought it was friggin' every member had them. All of them had the in their eyes. I thought that was a really great, really good touch to the whole thing with the name. So great performance by them. And we're gonna have them on the show eventually.
Cool.
At some point. So once we get things coordinated.
I'm sorry. I missed them.
They're great. Great show by them. Thank you to $11 Bills. They were also good. I saw them. They did a great job. We'll have them on the show eventually. And then, oh, somebody's calling in already. Hello, you're talking Jenny's Real Talk. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Okay.
They're shy because they don't want to talk to Jenny and Dave.
Well,
anyway,
in the meantime, I could always go ahead and...
In the meantime, well, one other thing we'll talk about real quick, and then you can go on to your news and whatnot.
Yes, that would be great.
Saturday... We went and saw Orgy play at the Rose in Pasadena. That was an incredible frickin' show. That was so awesome. I had the best time ever. Me and JJ, a.k.a. James Muse, on my soon-to-be husband and partner in crime for Get Real Global Entertainment.
Yep.
We were there, and we took our friends Mimi Lewis. Shout-out to Mimi, if you're listening. And we also had our friend Christina Mandigo, which I was making fun of her because, you know, her name sounds like Mandingo. So I was like Mandigo.
Yeah, you would think of something. You would think about something like that, wouldn't you?
Shout out to Christina.
Yeah.
And Mimi and the gang at the apartment building. But yeah, we had a great time. It was a blast. Orgy. Thank you so much to Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon.
Not the Flash, right?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Totally different person.
I keep on thinking. I keep on thinking that every single time.
I'm gonna slap you. Shut up.
It hurts. It hurts.
Thank you too.
I'm a total comic book nerd.
Jay Gordon. Jay Gordon, Creighton Emmerich.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nick Speck. Carlton Bost and Bobby Amaro of the great, awesome, amazing rock band Orgy.
Awesome and amazing.
Their manager, Lou Gordon, thank you to the Rose. I got hooked up with some really good people. So I make connections on
of course
Saturday.
Of course you do.
I talked to the booking agent, Chuck Bernal. He's going to be working with us on some stuff. Great. It's going to be awesome. So just lots of things come.
Cool.
But here is the other Dave Navarro with the news of today.
It's June 21st, 2016 at the top of the hour, and these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. Brought to you by ABC7.com. Sexual predator sought after woman attacked in Manhattan Beach. A search is underway for a sexual predator who attacked a woman in Manhattan Beach. The victim was walking to her car, which was parked in the 800 block of Ardmore Avenue around midnight on June 17. As she neared her car, the suspect approached her from behind, knocked her to the ground, and sexually assaulted her, Manhattan Beach police said. The victim fought off the suspect, who fled from the scene, running west toward Valley Drive. Police said the victim suffered injuries from the attack. The suspect was described as a Hispanic male standing approximately 5 feet 9 inches tall, around 30 years old, and weighing about 180 and 200 pounds. He was last seen wearing a gray shirt and black sweatpants, police said. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Ivan Moreno, family reacts angrily to Milwaukee ex-cop's acquittal. A Milwaukee jury on Wednesday acquitted a former police officer in the on-duty shooting of a black man last year that ignited riots on the city's north side. Jurors found that Dominic Hegan Brown, who is also black, was not guilty of first-degree reckless homicide when he shot 23-year-old Sylville Smith after a brief foot chase following a traffic stop August 13th. Smith had a gun when he ran, but the case hinged on whether he was a threat when Hegan Brown fired the shot that killed him. Body camera video showed Hegan Brown shooting Smith once in the arm as he appeared to be throwing the gun over a fence. The video showed the second shot, a minute 69 seconds later, hit Smith in the chest as he lay on the ground. In world news, brought to you by AssociatedPress.com, Russia cancels diplomatic meeting in wake of U.S. sanctions. The Kremlin voiced displeasure Wednesday about new United States sanctions against Russia and called off much-anticipated talks with a senior U.S. administration official in response. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it had imposed sanctions on 38 Russian individuals and firms over Russian activities in Ukraine. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the penalties were designed to, quote, maintain pressure on Russia to work toward a diplomatic solution. President Vladimir Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Wednesday that the U.S. move wasn't constructive and warned of possible retaliation. Later in the day, Russia's deputy foreign minister said he had canceled talks that were scheduled for Friday with the U.S. Undersecretary of State. In entertainment news, Oh Mama, Jimmy Fallon working on second picture book, brought to you by the AssociatedPress.com. Jimmy Fallon is enjoying the picture book business. The talk show host is working on his second illustrated story, Everything is Mama. Macmillan Children's Publishing Group announced Wednesday the book is scheduled for October 10 and is being billed by Macmillan as a, quote, hilarious ode to motherhood told by the baby's point of view. Fallon's Your Baby's First Word Will Be Dada was a bestseller published in 2015. Miguel Ordonez is the illustrator for both releases. Fallon, 42, is the father of two girls, Winnie Rose and Francis Cole. In sports, the Los Angeles Dodgers take on the New York Mets as the Anaheim Angels take on the New York Yankees. In weather, the weather today is sunny and very warm, with a high of 87 degrees and a low of 66. Tomorrow we'll have some low clouds and a little fog, then sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 64. These are the headlines in case you haven't seen them.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Taking over the world, one shirt at a fucking time. Thank you, Allison Mason from Metal Babe Mayhem. Today on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, we have, speaking of sports, as you were talking about, Dave, we have the Slam Girls.
Yay. Awesome having you ladies here.
A singing group that sings especially just sports. It's all about sports. It's all about sports. Everything's sports, 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 which we love. And as chicks, we need to be more into that kind of thing. Not enough chicks are into sports, which is cool. And you guys sing.
Calling them chicks is not PC, though, Jenny.
They're hot chicks.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Thank you. I'm just saying, I mean, you want to go there?
Okay, put me on the spot.
They're
right, you
know. Fucking hot chicks, that's okay?
That's very true. Fucking,
whatever, okay, right. Anyway. So we've got five members of Slam Girls, a wonderful singing group, and we have Alexis Savannah. Wave.
Hello.
Okay, this is Alexis. Okay, and we have, is it Reese or Reese? Reese?
Oh.
How do you pronounce it? How do you say it?
Reese.
Okay.
Or Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. We're going to call you Reese's Pieces. Okay, like no. Her. We're going to call you, this is
there
Reese.
There you go.
We have Liz.
Here.
I like your, by the way, I like your freaking Twitter name. You can't touch, you're like you were going to say, you can't touch this, but.
Twitter wouldn't fit.
And it never will. And they might be careful about the trademarking on that with the whole, you know, MC Hammer.
Who?
He's really broke.
Wait, who?
He's really broke.
Wait, who?
He's really, really broke and he needs money. So be careful. He might need a reason to sue someone.
That
so
name sounds really
saying,
familiar, Jenny. Who is that again?
MC Hammer.
Who?
MC.
Okay, just making sure. I didn't know who that was. McHammer. Right on. McHammer.
I remember when he was on on Surreal Life, the Surreal Life House.
That's when you know
that's
you've hit the top.
That's a cry for help. That's a cry for help, and I need money.
That's
okay,
when
anyway.
You know you've hit the top when you've gone into Surreal
you.
Life.
I love you, MC.
No, you don't.
I'm just saying.
Liar. You're a liar.
Anyway, I thought that was cool. I like that. And Vanessa Jameson. That would be you.
It's like it sounds like you're taking roll call for class right now.
Well, because we want to introduce them to our listeners. Listeners
I'm
can't
giving
see
you a
what's
hard
going
time.
Well, they can through Facebook Live. If you want to go check out Facebook Live, you can see the lovely girls and what we're talking about.
And if you want to talk to them.
If you want to talk to them,
call them.
Well, I got one more. Faithy J. Hey.
Oh, Faithy J, yes.
Yes, we got Faithy J.
And Faithy J, I heard
like
something about
Faithy
you
J
actually.
Official.
I actually heard that you know a little bit of martial arts.
I do.
And you have a black belt. In Taekwondo. Whoa.
Get up to that microphone. Don't be scared.
Hi,
it
microphone.
Won't bite, I swear to God.
Hi,
yes, it will, a little bit.
Dave,
nice
Dave might, but I don't know about you. Not the mic, he might,
sorry.
Though. Be careful.
I nibble. I don't bite. No, I'm just playing. No, but seriously, no, you have like, you're a fifth degree black belt?
Oh, no. I kind of, I went up to first degree, mm-hmm. and then like, I kind of got more, first of all, the main reason I started martial arts was because I was in dance class at 2 years old, 3 years old.
I
did not pay attention. I was doing my own thing, and just, my mom was like, okay, you need discipline. You need to get it together.
Right.
So I'm going to put you in martial arts.
Yeah,
so,
dance takes discipline as well.
Definitely.
You need
so
to learn that.
Yeah, I would never listen to the teacher. I was like, I'm doing my own thing. Leave me alone. And I was
free
three.
Spirit.
I was, yeah.
I'm saying you were three.
I was three. But anyways, spirit. Yeah. So I went into martial arts to basically get myself together. And then I stopped again when I got my black belt when I was 7 and
nice.
Went back into dance and all that.
Black belt by 7?
Yeah.
I couldn't even get my children to brush their fucking teeth. And you're goddamn 7. Oh,
really
Lord.
Gray.
Okay.
I barely had
like
a shoelace around my belt.
Like
that was my belt. This is a
like
shoelace.
A fucking slacker as a parent
people
right now.
People still do
know?
That. The shoelace thing.
Hey, it's a new style. I'm bringing it back. What are you talking
it is.
About?
Do it.
I'm handling business.
That was awesome.
So that means pretty much any guy that broke your heart, you would break their neck,
well,
arm,
my thing,
leg, whatever.
My thing is, if someone starts a fight, I finish it. So.
That's okay.
Careful about dating that one.
I'm never gonna pick a fight with her.
I've never had to get in a street fight because I'm cool. I try to be cool with everyone. Like everyone's cool.
No, not that.
They have they get that sense. They walk up to you like, yeah, she'll kick my ass.
But I'm not mean. I'm not mean. Like I love everyone.
Yeah. I got a question. Okay, let's go through. Let's go.
Don't get on her bad side.
Let's go through and find out how old they are because they look really young. Okay, Reese.
Thank you. I'm 23 years old.
23.
I'm about to turn 24.
Okay.
And
like
on the 24th.
Yeah.
Okay. Like so okay. Days. All right. Cool. Yeah. And Faith.
I'm 17.
Damn. Okay.
You're so not my, really.
My 18 in August.
My nice. Son is older. God damn. Okay. I have a son. He's about to be 19. Uh-huh. He's single. Oh. And he's extremely good looking.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Thank tall, you. Thin. Yeah. I'm, all right. Yeah. Okay. Athletic. I'm just saying. He needs a good looking female. Okay. Anyway. Liz.
He's gonna call you in about 2 seconds. Watch. He'll be like,
Chance,
dude,
call.
Give me your number.
323-203-0815. I'm just saying. You guys are his age range. Okay, Liz.
I'm 24.
Okay. And Vanessa?
23.
And
I am 19.
And Alexis. You are 19. Yes. You have to change that on the end of your thing now. Says no, I was kidding. No, less is Savannah 18. No, I was kidding.
So in other words, it's like half of you can drink, the other half can watch you drink or sneak in with the other half, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That is awesome.
I like it.
I like it.
So how do you guys? So how do you guys like being in this band? How's this like?
Yeah. What is this like for you guys?
We like the bonding experience.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Different than like anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really? In what way? What would you say?
And you can step up to the mic too. We'll yeah,
come on, don't be
you'll
shy.
Be all right. You'll be okay.
Don't be shy. We got two of them. Pop on wherever you want.
It's beautiful because there's like no jealousy in this group. We're all very much like team oriented.
Good. And there shouldn't be because you're all talented. You're,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You don't
and they're all so beautiful and just like lovely.
As females, we're supposed to build each other up and work together, not tear each other down. And make each other feel bad about each other.
We don't have time for that.
No, you're supposed to tell each other that you're
beautiful.
Ain't
nobody got time for that.
You're all smart. You're all, you know what I mean?
Nobody got time for that.
No, it's true.
It's really cool, too, because we're all extremely different. I mean, not even just in the way that we look, but our personalities as well.
Yeah.
I guess good.
Yeah, yeah. So it's awesome. Like, everyone brings a very different dynamic.
You're going
to
learn from each other?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Especially, like, the older ones are teaching the young ones. You know, I mean, from... Okay, maybe not. Maybe I was wrong. It's like, wow, I didn't know that at your age. Tell me more about that.
I know, right?
I want to learn martial arts from Faith.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're teaching us.
That's something that you could definitely learn from her. It's, you know, because that's also self defense.
Yeah, for sure.
And you guys are young. You guys, you know, young ladies, and in a big city like this,
we can't walk down the street without getting a honk or yell out the window.
Why can't you just drive?
Yeah, destination.
Because that's not how it is.
Well, have you seen you? I mean, come on.
What if girls did that to guys?
Like, then I'd be like, hey, what's up?
He's all for it.
For guys, it's a different story. For guys, it's like, dude, bring it. You know? I mean, we're good with it.
Never mind.
Okay, I'm even safety in my own car. I was at a red light, and I hear... Hey, you! And I look like a block over, and the guy was like waving down my car.
Dude, you don't understand. Guys have like eagle vision. Okay, they're like Jedi knights when it comes to women. When it comes to gorgeous women, it's like I sense a disturbance in the force. You know, it's like all of a sudden, there she is.
And it doesn't get any better with age because my friends and I were walking last night. We went to the buffet. And I had a guy almost break his fucking neck trying to get my attention.
Oh my God.
And he almost hit another car. This is my point. It's, as women, we all, a lot of us have this problem.
And also, it is what it is. Men in Los Angeles have like really big ego. So
they do. And the better looking they are, the bigger the ego.
Yeah. Hey, you can't generalize that too much because I'm from LA. I was born and raised here.
No, we're talking about guys.
See, even Jeff in the back over there. We got Jeff Gordon, that's their manager. He's even like, hello, right here.
Not all guys. We're not saying all guys are like that, but a lot of guys in the industry, especially, or guys that have money, or you know, they seem to think they're the you know end all be all.
Yeah, even I know a window.
Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it.
Tinted windows. You don't even know what it looks like.
No, they just like open like this little crack, and all you see is their eyes. Like, they're like, hey, would you like to come inside and drink some champagne?
That's creepy.
You know, it's like, what the hell?
I think it's smell fresh meat. Like when I first got to LA.
Be very careful in the industry, girls. I'm telling you, because they'll try to get drugs, alcohol, booze, horrible things, and bad things happen to a lot of girls in the industry. So be safe. Travel together.
Really.
Don't let anybody out of each other's sight, and just always cover your cover your drink if you're at the bar.
Yeah, we went to like this LA party like recently together.
No, roofie
and, like,
you.
We were like. together, like, the whole time.
No, be
it's
very,
like,
yes.
It's so funny. It's like, all of a sudden, you guys get out of, you know, your cars and everything. All right, handcuffs. Everybody, handcuffs.
Yeah.
Everybody,
handcuffs.
No, but it's like,
it's
true.
It's like, we all go to the bathroom together. It's like, but I don't have to go. Why? Don't do it.
But then, you know, they wonder why girls go to the bathroom
that's
together.
True.
But with people like him,
you can't see guys do something
on your side, you know what I mean? Helping you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He can help you to navigate and get away from evil people like that. So, just, you know.
So we really do get with good people. On each other too.
Yes, that's good.
So it's
good.
So basically,
it's nice to hear that from young ladies.
So I'm wondering, how did you guys all come together here? Like, how did this happen? How did this mesh?
Well, Jeff put us all together. Yeah.
That's great. So he just like found you guys.
Like a boy
it was like that scene from A League of Their Own, you know, where he had to go out, you know, he saw the best batter, be like, I'm recruiting you. Is that how?
Yeah, I mean, this was a group that like was already formed way back, and there's already CDs and singles out with other girls that were part of it. And back then,
so you're like the revision. You're the revision.
And I've known Jeff for since I was like 13.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
like from other music things.
That's crazy.
And
okay.
He started managing me, and we did a music video shoot together.
That's great.
She
That's
came into the audition. She was actually about to take Liz was about to take a class at like Millennium where we had the auditions.
Yeah, I was
and
just
literally my mom was
class.
Like, "You audition. You're pretty. Come." That's literally what happened.
You could pass for Ariana Grande.
Oh, I know.
No, you got that seriously. It. Like,
and you got and
look
you
look
do the eyeliner like
she
her too. So you're just
look-alike
you
for Ariana
put on that
Grande.
One,
I swear to God. I swear to God. We're talking and we're talking about
Let It Go. Let It Go. Oh, wrong person. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go. That's Frozen.
I know.
We're talking about Liz. Liz looks a lot like Ariana Grande. I was like, that is so crazy.
I whip like
you know,
that
Brittany Murphy.
Oh my God, you do. Like, no, that's who I was thinking of. Yeah. Brittany Murphy. No, Brittany Murphy. No, you're right. Brittany Murphy. Totally. You're right. No, she looks way more like that.
Except she's not clueless. God, that was funnier
is.
In my head. That was funnier. Oh, but see, at least that helped her with the reference. So.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, though, when I was going into class, I was like, oh, what is going on? And there's, like, everybody around tape for the audition for the Slam Girls, and I saw Face Mom, and I was like, oh, okay, what's going on? And then, I was, like, having fun. Like, that's all I was, I love to dance, love to sing, so
cool.
It was just
that's
perfect.
That's good, that makes sense,
yeah,
then. Plus, it keeps you in shape.
Yeah.
Because dancing is exercise.
It is.
You're constantly moving all
for
over.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that in the music industry.
Yeah.
You get a lot of workout on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys started, are doing stage performance? You're doing all of it? Everything?
Yeah.
Touring and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
all of it.
Yeah,
we've done all of it.
And are you guys from LA, or are you guys from different parts?
Different
or?
Parts.
Yeah, where are you guys from?
Yeah, I'm from
San Diego, so California.
So this is Liz. Liz,
awesome.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Vanessa.
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, and Alexis?
I was born in Maryland, but I was actually raised in Texas.
Nice.
The city where Selena came from, Corpus Christi.
Okay, cool. So, all right. All right, cool. Yeah, all right, nice. And
Salinas. Sorry, that's what comes to my head.
It's okay. Let it all out.
All right, Faithy J, where are you?
I was born in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
But, like, that's not a place to raise a child. So we
not usually.
So sad.
Not usually.
I mean, you know, there's legal prostitution just like, what?
Debauchery.
Come on.
It's just too much.
I mean, could you imagine coming home from school and seeing all the flyers on the floor of the strippers and stuff like that?
Hey.
Mommy, what's that? Nothing.
So
keep walking.
Cool. I mean, and then we moved to, like, L.A., like, when I was, like, 2 or 1. So,
okay, cool.
I was raised.
So, you're raised
LA,
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, pretty much you're from L.A.
Yeah, basically. I just like to throw in there that I was born in Vegas.
Nice. Nice.
All swanky. Okay.
Yeah.
And Reese?
I'm from
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, I thought so. What in the world are you doing here? I saw your last name and I said she's got to be Hawaiian.
Oh, that's my
or Polynesian.
Oh,
okay, okay. I knew you had to have been Polynesian or Hawaiian or something because I saw the. I saw your tag, your Twitter name.
Yeah,
your Twitter name, and I saw that. I was like, oh, see, she's got to be from like Hawaii.
But see, here's my question. You lived in a freaking awesome island that everybody wants to go to, and you left that island. Why?
My mom got
it's an island.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go.
So?
You fall
it's
off.
It's beautiful
in the water.
Over there compared to this
come
place.
On.
Come on.
This is gorgeous. Shut
everything.
Up.
Like, once you're there for a while, there's nothing more to see. Like, you get island fever. And
yeah, I
like,
bet.
Oh,
you start driving, like, all right, let's go to the
it's
East
like,
Coast.
Hey,
then we get, it's like, all
hey,
right, and then
it's like being from. It's like being from Maine. Yeah, you want to get out real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, but Maine is
I'm from
a
Maine,
crap place.
So I'm from the, I'm okay. from the East
compared
Coast.
Compared to Honolulu, compared to Hawaii.
Well,
I mean, come
Maine,
on.
Maine is a crap place compared to anywhere, really.
Yeah, that's a very good
I
point.
I'm just saying. It's really
point.
Beautiful. It's what they call it vacation land because you want to go on there on vacation.
So you ladies recorded yeah. a song, right?
Yes. Yeah, so what is this yeah. song? We want to play
what's
it.
The song all about?
It's a lot about empowerment.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like
it's,
that.
That's
on
the
going along with the theme of last
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Women's empowerment and confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like it.
It's
I
about
like
feeling
it.
The power.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the name, Feel the Power.
Yeah.
See this week we have the younger generation, and last week we had the older generation.
That's a good point.
Both about women's empowerment. I
yeah.
like it.
I like, mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
like we're
and
just
it's
tied together.
Empowerment in general for just everybody.
Just everybody. To,
yeah.
yeah. Have to have.
It's like
yeah.
a hype up before a game. Like let's get this W.
I love
type
it.
Of mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
So.
Now he's playing the band for high school at all the basketball games.
Yeah. yeah. I was in cheers. So it was every
yeah.
game.
Okay.
Or you can listen every to it while game. Training for a game.
While training.
I still think.
So
it's
an all around song. It's
yeah.
Crazy.
I still think it's funny that
for every occasion.
Faithy J is only 3 years older than my daughter.
Really?
I have a daughter that's 14 and my son's 18.
Oh my gosh.
So I think
so
that's
cool.
funny.
That's awesome. I'm an only child, so.
So am I.
Okay.
High five on that one. Yeah, my parents stopped at me like, yeah, we're not having it anymore.
Well,
yeah. I was about to say yeah. that. They shook their head and went, yeah.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
like,
never mind.
Not so much.
Yeah, we don't want to repeat.
Yeah, right? We're not trying to do that one again.
I love you,
that's
Dave,
so
anyway.
So, okay, so like, how long ago yes. did you guys record this song?
Oh.
Is it fairly new?
Like a month ago?
Yeah, it wasn't super long ago.
Yeah, it was like a month ago.
And I hear you guys are going to release a new one soon?
Yeah.
Well,
so this, the one we're playing today is like a mix?
Out.
It's like a mix version?
Well,
yeah.
There's going to be, it's just different. So
just
there's
cool.
this one that we've already had mixed, and then there's a new one that's going to be, you know, coming out too.
Cool.
And we're going to start recording. We're going to try to do monthly singles.
I like
as
that.
As much as possible.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Always staying busy.
And, okay, so we got at Slam Girls. On your Twitter,
yes.
and
yes.
is that Instagram also? Right, I
yes.
saw.
Yes.
Yeah, I just did Instagram post right. Yeah,
yeah.
At Slam Girls on Twitter and on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and you can find each of them at their own Twitter accounts.
And which
and
are their
accounts.
Own Twitter accounts?
Alexis Savannah is Alexis Savannah 18. Reese is Reese Pualani.
That's going to be a cool one to spell out.
Well, you're going to have to go out. It's R-E-C-E-P-U-A-L-A-N-I. Anyway, you're going to have to go. Anyway, go to their page.
Don't go to Dyslexicon.
Go to Slam Girls. That's how I found it. I went to Slam Girls.
Nice.
And I found all five of them from that page.
Oh, there you go.
And then Liz is at You Can't Touch This, but it's the underscore.
Dun, 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 dun.
But it's not, dun, not but it's dun, at, but not the default
dun, dun, dun.
Is, though, on the end. There's no IS on the end, though. See.
On Instagram, it is.
Yes.
So.
Oh, it's on
and you can't
is.
Touch
oh,
this.
Mm-hmm. I like to put the extra
I don't
letter.
Think so.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Then Vanessa Jameson is at Vanessa R. Jameson. Mm-hmm. I like how you put the R in the middle
yeah.
there.
Yeah, make sure you got that R there.
Yeah,
no, you have
don't forget the R. Do
yeah,
not forget. Oh,
that,
good.
That almost screwed me up there
yeah,
for a second. And
it.
I was like, oh, there's an R in the middle.
It's because I made like four Twitter accounts and then I forgot all the passwords, so I had to make it initially there.
It's like, I can't forget the R.
Yeah.
That one I'll remember forever.
My daughter does.
Don't forget the R.
Right?
My daughter and son do the same thing, so I know. And then Faithy J is. Faithy J official.
Yes. So and make sure Faithy J is one word, like always.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes. With
like
the with
she's just putting that out there. You know,
it's
putting
important
out there.
Because, yeah, just saying.
Yeah. Just placing that out there
no
in the universe
spaces.
For everyone to know. I actually sent you a message today, too. But you're like, hey, follow me on Instagram. And I was like, hey, no. No, just
I get that sometimes. And I'm like, do you?
I know, right?
Do you?
I'll go ahead and taekwondo your ass.
No.
It'll happen.
I mean, it's suggestion. You don't like have to.
No, I'm just playing with you. No, I was just like, I was just. She messaged me, and I was like, oh hey, you know, looking forward to having you on the show and everything. Yeah. You're the only one that messaged me though. None of the other ones messaged me. Really? That was kind of sad. It's all right though. Everybody's like doing it right now. They're like, all of a sudden my phone's gonna blow. I was like, okay, I was just playing. I was just playing.
A couple of them you might get taken away by the cops for. So
I know, right? I know, right?
Just saying. Okay, so the song is named Power.
Feel the Power.
Feel the Power. Yes. I like it. Okay, feel okay. It. Feel the Power.
It's kind of got like a
the power. The power.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
It.
Yeah. It's good. It's anthem-y.
Yeah. I can hear it also being in a, like, a television series. The intro.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we are actually working on a reality TV series.
Ooh, yeah. I like it.
We'll be talking about that.
Definitely
be talking about that. I got to know a little bit more about that.
That is so cool.
Thank you.
I think that's a good
project.
You're
cool. I try. I think you guys are cool.
I try.
Jenny, I know. It's sad, isn't it? I'm crying too.
That's probably why my fucking children brag about me all the time. They do too. They always tell everybody I'm the best mother on the planet.
That's awesome.
Because I'm cool.
That's so good.
Because you're a rocker and you rock hard.
Dude, I took my son to a Korn and Disturbed concert with Seven Dust at friggin' when he was 12. So,
so that's what he can barely hear. He's like, what?
He was 12.
Nice.
He skitzed out. Had him. Poor kid had an anxiety
skitzed
attack.
Out?
He had an anxiety attack. It was a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
Aww.
You're 12. That's a lot of people, dude.
Yeah.
There was thousands of people. That was a lot. That was a lot of people. Yeah, that was a lot of people. I sat with him in the. I got off the floor.
Now does he panic every time he hears Korn now?
No.
He starts twitching. No, he loves it anymore. My God, why?
Is he gonna be pissed you're talking about this?
No.
He's just.
He'll probably call her in the middle of the show like he always does.
He was 12. He's going to be 19 in August. He'll be all right.
He's like, Mom!
Wait, August what?
August 5th.
I'm August 5th.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was
oh
meant to be. God. You need to be my son. I'm just saying.
Big man! He's going to be like, big man! Stop talking about me like that!
My son is hot.
I don't know what he just said.
I'm just South saying, my son's there. A very good looking boy. Both of my children are very good looking. I'm just saying.
I wish you had pictures on your desk. Like, of all your children.
I wish you had pictures of
all
your children.
I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
I promise.
Like, no, I know. People's lives. Okay, that sounded so creepy.
I like to look into people's
lives. I want to see your pictures, Jenny.
I want to see your
show
children.
Show me all the pictures. I want to see what your children's insides look like.
It's
like, whoa, dude.
You just got way too dark there, buddy.
I know, right? Totally.
And I'm the one that's into horror movies.
Totally.
Okay.
Hey, I've written two horror movies, okay?
Really?
So, yes, I have.
That's so cool.
I'm a writer.
Really
we'll get into
nice.
That one.
What's the name of them?
One of them's called Hangman, and the other one, I can't tell you.
That's
one,
okay,
of them is one of them is kind of keeping close to the chest, but it's a pretty cool concept that nobody's ever thought of.
Well, that's exciting.
So,
that's
awesome. We'll see what happens with those. But
he's a total dorcas.
I totally am. Well, I've written 20 scripts, actually, but that's beside the freaking point. Anyways, but we're talking about you ladies here, not me. So.
And I'll make you write the scripts for all my crap, too, and pay you a bunch of money.
That'll work.
Anyway, Feel the Power. We're going to listen to this awesome song.
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Damn, girls. LA Talk Radio.
People went long, now it's the time of year. Catchers gearing up, we can smell the fear. Now your time is up, go time is here like crowds are cheering now, we're ready to play, make you scream and shout. Players on the way, let me hear loud like, oh. Hey, Slam Bros are here and it's going down. Ready to go, here to take the crown. We are the baddest one in town. If you're ready, go and get your hands up now. Now. We can feel the power. Sound. If you're ready, go and get your hands up now.
That was awesome.
That was Feel the Power.
I was hearing it.
It's Slam Girl. That was really good. I like that.
But were you feeling it?
I was fearing it. I was feeling and hearing it. You know, I do combinations like that all the time.
I do that. Oh
you
my
know?
Gosh, I do that.
Exactly. So.
All the time. People are like, what are you? I'm like,
a human being.
Creative.
Right? Like,
I say stuff like ginormous.
That's normal? Like, what do you mean? You know? That's normal? That's a word, right?
No.
Because I say that.
It's gigantic and enormous at the same time.
It's two words meshed together.
I invented another
there's
kind
a bunch
of combination of
a word like that.
They're
like
where it's like
together.
Where it's like when somebody was like, "Oh, how are you at the party?" I was like, "I was dry." Like dry? What do you mean? Drunk and high. That's my word right there. I was dry. Hashtag I was dry.
And I'm dry all the time.
Right? Hey, I'm dry right now. No, I'm just playing. Maybe not.
No, I'm just high right now.
Nice. You gotta be when you're in radio. When you're in radio, you gotta go ahead and just get all kinds of. You
I'm
know,
in all forms
chill.
Of entertainment. I go to high when I go to set.
You go to high?
I get really high before I.
There go you go. I hate to have to go ahead and correct you, but you know it's my pet peeve. But I'm a journalism major. What can I say?
That's cool.
Yeah. Happens. How's that faring for you?
I'm here, aren't I? So not too well, actually. I'm just playing. No, but seriously, ladies, that was actually really awesome. You know, you guys. So you guys have that, and you're working on other stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are you working on right now?
On a television reality series, and we actually just filmed this past weekend.
Oh wow!
Cool.
Yeah,
with Jalen Richard from the Raiders.
Oh wow!
Nice. That's cool.
He's really so nice, down to earth.
And I am still sore to this day.
Oh my god! Yeah, like it's been, he put us through workouts just to make that clear.
Was that the one that you took the picture with on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you.
You know the fact that he's on the Raiders, I won't hold it against you. So, Green Bay Packers, baby. Right. I gotta go for the cheesehead.
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, to the point where they were working really hard, and most of the time I was like trying to hide.
And you're like, we're not football players. We're not trying to try out for to be
honestly,
in football.
I know it was just a little taste. Like they do way more than
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
That's really cool though. So you guys filmed the pilot. When are we gonna get a chance to take a look at?
It's not final.
I have no idea.
Do we know what channel it's going to be on? Or
not yet.
Very big.
Are you guys going to like release a teaser trailer or something?
Eventually.
It's literally we like just filmed it, and like we're fairly a new group, like us together as a whole. So like we're honestly, this is just us kickstarting, getting off the ground. Got a single coming out.
Ooh, we got a caller.
Hi, caller.
She's like, hi, caller.
You are on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Who is it? Who's going on?
Oh, Mr. Bodyguard of the Story.
Oh, it's DeAndre Adams.
What up, DeAndre?
How you doing? You know, I was calling to say, give a shout out to them Slam Girls.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and one of you members of the group I know who've been on my radio show and I have my show, Miss Faith.
Hey, how are you?
Live, Big
nice.
Trey. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, so good to talk to you over the radio again.
Yeah. All over again. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys out there on making your mark in the world. You know, I wish you guys all the luck and all the prosperity and all the good stuff.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much.
That's so
sweet.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much.
And shout out to your manager, Jeff Gordon. I know Jeff might be in the room.
Jeff's in the building.
Yeah, so Jeff, shout out to your boy, Jeff. He's a great guy. I can feel the energy. He's going to be a great guy. Take you guys a lot of places. And a word of little wisdom in this world of the industry that I've been in for 31 years, just listen and be humble and put God first, and you'll prosper a long way. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you to that.
So
amen.
Much.
Thank you, DeAndre.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, so God bless you all. Have a going to a meeting. God bless you all, and see you soon, Jeff. And the girls, Slam Girl 2018 until beyond.
Yay!
Thanks a lot for calling, Dre. Appreciate that.
That was DeAndre Adams.
So yeah, he's the one that gave me the skinny on your black belt, by the way.
Oh really?
He's like, dude, don't mess with her. Oh. Like, she will beat you down. I was like, okay. So I was like, no.
Yeah, but, no, she can kick ass.
Yeah, no doubt.
We saw her. She was kicking that punching bag when we went to work out. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
she
kicked.
Yeah. She's like, well, I know who to stand behind in case of a fight happens.
Yeah, so, right. Like, I want Baby on my team.
Yeah, I like a lot of bag work. Like I don't do as much sparring, like, right now at least, but bags are, like, super fun because you can hit them as hard as you want, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got a bag at home that, you know, whenever I just get pissed off, I'm like,
yeah,
you know?
Oh, it's great.
So I know. Yeah, because I actually used to do martial arts as well,
oh,
and
cool.
So that was a lot of the thing was doing bag work,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was just, like, doing, you know, crescent kicks
heavy
and different
bags.
Types of things, heavy bags all
yeah.
the time, you know,
super
front
cool.
front kicks, things like that,
push
and it's just,
kicks.
Like, mm-hmm. punch kicks, all that, push yeah. kicks, things like that, and
yeah.
so there was always a lot of fun because you got a lot yeah. of your frustration, your anger,
oh
you know, a lot of just, and it's just a good workout, too.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it's
like,
so fun.
That's Faithy's thing.
Yeah.
So okay, so what is your thing?
Yeah.
Ooh, respect,
spotlight on you now, because she's like, well, that's Faithy's thing. So I was like, all right, well, what's your thing?
What's Alexis's thing?
You're what?
I'm an equestrian.
So oh, you love horses.
I do.
Nice.
I've been riding since I was 6 years old.
Nice.
I can ride just about any horse at this point. I will,
nice.
I do still fall off, but I get back on. I do
that's
jumping. I
exactly.
I have competition. It's just like so much fun. It feels like you're flying.
Wait, I just want to add that we were at a photo shoot and she was shopping for horses online.
Yeah.
She wow. That's crazy.
Casually shopping.
I was
looking
at those shopping. I'm
like, where are the Lippensotters?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if we can find the Arabian horse here. Actually, they're from Spain, but I got that from what is it, the Red October or something like that? Crimson Tide. That's the movie. I don't sound like I know what the hell I'm talking about. I was just quoting the movie at that point.
It's okay. You don't need to explain yourself. We believe you.
Hey, you know.
I'm actually trying to get these girls on a
yes.
horse right
yes.
now.
I'm afraid of heights. I don't
so.
Know if I can.
Really?
Like that afraid of heights. Like,
see, I'm afraid. I'm a little afraid of heights. Not too much.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to flying, that's like, I'm afraid of the taking off and the landing part. While I'm up there, I'm drunk, so I really don't care. I'm fine when I'm up there. It's only when it's like, the captain is asking everybody to please, you know, buckle their seatbelts. I'm
oh,
like, holy crap, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Drink, you know, another shot.
I hate airplanes, too. I feel you there.
Yeah.
I just missed a flight, like, last week, and it was so stressful.
From
Florida to here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was,
yeah.
like, crying and run. I had tunnel vision. I now know
which
what
airport?
That means. It was in Florida. I don't remember which one.
The one where she missed the plane.
Yeah, the one where I missed the plane. I was running. Everyone was like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm ADD. Anyways, go on.
She's like, squirrel.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I heard plane and I had to throw it in there.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know. That's pretty much. I mean, I act and model too on the side. I think
cool.
all of us do.
Yeah.
And so you got the equestrian part. See, I've actually always wanted to ride a horse too, and
mm-hmm.
It's been like when I was like 4 years old or whatever, I tried to get on a horse in at Griffith Park, and those guys are mean, man. They like put you on there, they strap you in like really hard. I'm like, I can't breathe. And then all of a sudden, you see the guy smack the horse, but like, yeah, I'm like, ah! You know, I was gone, and I was like, oh god, get me off this horse.
Well, I do have a recommendation. I am working at a stable right now that does do trail rides,
nice.
Monteverde
nice.
Ranch, and they're really cool too. I'm actually trying to bring my horse up from Texas.
So. Nice,
that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it might be interesting to again see if I can get any of these ladies.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm
down.
Story.
I'm down.
Yeah,
I grew up. She's like, never mind on that.
Yeah. I grew up around horses. I'm used to that. My
oh,
older
really?
Sister used to have a leopard Appaloosa,
oh,
and
oh my gosh.
We had. So she had my sister had two horses. And I was a baby, and my mom, she used to tell me about how I used to fall off the horse. I was like, oh, that's real nice, thanks, you know, like,
so,
I used to fall off my horse all the time.
They're amazing animals.
Yeah, last time I rode a horse, though, it was right before I got pregnant with my son, so like almost 20 years ago, so
oh.
it's been a while, it's been a while.
So here's my other curiosity, you're from the island, what's your thing? Like, you know.
Which island, though? Are you from the Big Island? There's seven islands. You remember that, right? Which one?
I know.
The same.
Jenny.
Which
one? I was born in Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, so you're on the main island.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So what was your thing? What do you like to do?
There's nothing to do over there.
There you go.
That's so sad. It's a tourist attraction and there's nothing to do. Wow.
I used to like try to surf, but then I had like a drowning experience.
Oh no, not good.
I'm terrified of water now, but I'm.
Like, so what do you? So now that you're in LA, what do you like to do now?
I love to dance. I play the piano, sing.
Oh nice!
Wow. Okay.
And there's other things, but I probably.
She likes art.
Oh yeah.
I like the fact you play piano. That's good.
I sing classical music in high school.
So it goes with the music and everything. So and now Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm like calling everybody out from their states.
Vanessa.
I'm saying Oregon because Oregon, like, there's, you know, it's the weather out there is like you want to kill yourself.
Well, it's funny because
I think they have a high suicide rate over there.
So it's like Maine.
Yeah, pretty much it is.
Pretty much. It's funny because I'm actually from Happy Valley, Oregon.
Ah.
So people are like, "Oh, Happy Valley." I'm like, "No, you don't get it. Like, it's sarcasm."
Yeah, it's an oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it's a beautiful place. I mean, I spent all of my time indoors, as you can imagine. I was in the dance studio all the time, and then I was super serious about music, and that's translated. That's why I moved here, was for music and dance.
Cool.
And then I'm super into fitness
place to live
as well.
For that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's,
you
it's been good.
Fitness.
You should see her core.
No, but for fitness too. Because in a place like Oregon, Washington, Maine, a place like that where it's really overcast and dry, and you know, just. Oh, boring as hell, and it's just depressing.
Yeah.
It gets very depressing, the weather and everything, so I know how that feels. Yeah. So you just don't want to do anything. Well, so when you come to a place like this, you want to do everything because you have that energy because the sun.
Well, it's actually interesting that you say that because I didn't realize how bad it was until I moved here and then I went back. And I was
like, oh, now
I understand.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I'm a lot more productive when it's raining outside because then I can actually sit down and focus on what I need to do.
Then
you're inside.
I know what you feel on that one.
Because then I find like things to do that aren't productive.
I'm going to go to the beach.
Exactly.
And speaking of the beach, San Diego's got the best beaches.
Yes.
So that's a segue into San Diego. I know you probably had a lot to do because you probably were traveling to L.A. because San Diego is like boring.
This is
And after a while, so you had to travel to L.A.
Talking to Liz, a.k.a. Brittany Murphy. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. AKA MC Hammer.
No,
I actually, the beaches out here don't compare at all.
Oh, definitely not.
I was like, oh man.
Plus, you're closer to Tijuana. Yeah.
I stayed in National City once. National City was actually pretty good.
That's true.
Great, dope, doggy shows.
And air, too. Like, out here, when people say, like, smell LA or smog and LA is worse, I didn't realize that until I went back home, too. Like, the air, I was like, I can breathe again.
Yeah, tell me about it. When I went down to San Diego, I was like, so that's what my lungs feel like. It's a miracle.
I've been here for 5.5 years. I don't know.
Yeah, I
haven't been back yet.
So what do you like to do?
Well, I also love to dance and sing and work out and ride horses and fight people. No.
So they all have.
We got ourselves a fighter here.
That's why they're gonna make great friends.
I actually love to meditate and do yoga, so that's my thing. I like to be in a Zen state.
Yogurt, right on.
I think I saw something about it on your Twitter page. You said something about yoga. There was a post or something, and you had
like doing meditation.
Yeah, you're talking about meditation and stuff. Yeah,
I tried that once, and I made myself worse. I was like, that's why I can't bend that way. There's a reason why.
That's why I get high.
Right?
That's my form of meditation.
That's why I get dry, so...
That's my form of meditation.
Hey, it works.
We're going to a heavy metal concert, like Dirty Machine!
It keeps you mellow yellow, so...
Do you guys listen to other forms of music? I mean, the style that you're singing is more poppy. Dance kind of pop type, you know. But do you guys what are you guys listening
country.
To?
I love country and rap. Everything. So everything in between.
All right, we're down to the end. God dang it. Okay.
Unfortunately,
it's been so much fun, but
I know, right?
Unfortunately, it is time to go.
MICKYMOUSC.
That's JENNY. Go fuck yourself. Anywho,
that's just rude, Jenny.
Mickey Mouse can blow me.
Ladies, thank you so much, Slam Girls. Thank you so much,
Slam Girls, for coming on. Jenny's been talking on the blog, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We've had a blast. We are having fun with you guys. Thank you so much for the slam, girls.
We'll definitely be keeping an eye on you guys.
Next week is Slanderous.
Slanderous is coming in next week.
Heavy metal band from Ontario, California. Can't wait. Great music. You guys are going to love them. So stay tuned next week. Come back, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Jenny, I'll miss you for a week.
I'm going to miss you. It's been Jennifer DeVoe and Dave Navarro.
That'd be me.
Bye till next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. You can say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.